Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're back, Marks and Reese. I would expect Jared Eichhoff will be sent down. He's not going to get another start. Problem is, Cole Irvin is the only guy that really would make sense to bring back up from a starter perspective.
You enjoyed that the last time I saw it.
Cole Irvin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say I'm all that excited to see Cole Irvin again. But, so, look at it this way, right? I know you wanted Keuchel, and, the one thing that not getting Keuchel allows you to have is some flexibility, which is to make a couple of moves to where you can get an upgraded player and be able to take on their salary, which is maybe what the Phillies thought process was. I don't think the Phillies went into this and be like, nah, we don't want to spend the money. I just don't think they like Keuchel. And they have other things that they want to try to do, and they wanted to have that flexibility available to do it.
Mm-hmm. They ain't like Cole Hamels either last year.
I think they liked their starters, which was a huge mistake.
And guess what? They liked Jake Arrieta.
And they did.
So the idea that the Phillies' judgment on pitching is the end-all to be-all doesn't mean they didn't make a mistake by not going out to sign Dallas Keuchel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're going to find out. The guy's right in our division.
Yeah, we're probably going to see him.
With the team you're tied with. So, I mean, we're going to find out just how good he is.
All right.
And he may have something to say as to whether or not we get in the playoffs.
And he pitches tonight there, Jakey. All right, 63% right now are worried. I'm looking at Ben right now. And is Ben going to be a worrier today, Ben? Philadelphia Phillies tied for first now. The lead is gone. The Braves are red hot. Worried, not worried?
I am worried, and it's for this reason. I don't think this team's going to finish like 500. That's not my concern. I thought this was a special team, and so far I see a team that's so incredibly flawed on one side of the ball that I can't trust them to compete for anything serious. I know their lineup's going to get back in line. Like, I know Harper's going to hit. I know Realmuto is going to do his job. Even without McCutchen, they'll be fine in the lineup.
You know that Harper's going to hit what?
Oh, good enough.
250.
I think the lineup's going to be fine. I don't think the pitching staff's going to be fine. So even if this team finishes in first place, even if they win the division, I don't trust them to do anything special. And to me, a team that's ready to maybe make the playoffs but flame out in the first round of the playoffs is not good enough. I can't have Jared Eichhoff going out and pitching every fifth day. It's not good enough.
Yeah,
not for a team spending this much money.
Jared Eichhoff's not going to see another start. At least not.
So who's going to replace him?
Cole Irvin.
I know what you tell me. It's the same thing. We're just replacing Zobel.
No. It's maybe similar, but it's not the same thing.
They went out and they spent stupid money, and they ended up with a team that doesn't have a pitching staff. How do you do that?
Well, I have to look at it and say guys just haven't played well. The offense hasn't played well. Guys on the offense hasn't lived up to how good they're going to be, and I believe that. I believe you are going to see better Bryce Harper. I think you are going to see, like right now, Rhys Hoskins is cold. Rhys Hoskins can carry this team when he's hot, right? Like you just have to, this is a long season. The fact that we're about midway through, it's June 11th. You still have the rest of June. You have July. You have August. You have September.
You say Rhys Hoskins is cold. I say Rhys Hoskins is right where he probably should be. Batting 270.
Yeah, 271. Yep.
Yeah, 14 home runs.
But in June he's been terrible.
But he got all. The stuff typically averages out. He's not going to hit 60
home streaky.
Runs.
He's streaky.
I'm just wondering what Rhys Hoskins' numbers, his final numbers, are going to look like. Like what?
35 homers.
Okay.
Over 100 RBIs.
Okay.
He's probably
he's on pace.
To
do that. He's doing what he's doing. I don't know how much better that's going to get. And Bryce Harper. I mean, he may wind up hitting 30 to 35 home runs and driving in 95 to close to 100 runs, but he's not going to bat 275, 280. He's going to bat 250.
250, probably.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. 888-729-9494. Ben's worried. Ike's more than worried. He says this isn't a playoff team. And I still see this as a playoff team. Right now, they're a playoff team. Let's go to Chad, Jersey. Chad, how are you? Hello, Chad.
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, brother?
What up, Chad?
Hi, Reese, how you doing? So, check it out, man. Great show. I think you guys need to have a shot of Ike juice, man, because I'm sitting here riding home with my granddad, man, and I want to know what makes a good team to you guys. You're talking about, all the other teams in the MLB are red hot, but we're still in first place. Like, you know, that
for now.
My grandfather actually wanted me to call you and ask you that. So what do you guys think is going on, and what makes the team hot for you if we're still in first place, man?
Well, the team is actually going the other way. The team is actually going the other way. And you have to look at the lead they had in the division at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's no lead.
No, they're tied.
So we act as if, the team is 8-9 games over 500. Okay, that could change in a week as well. We told you last week when the team was 3 games ahead of the Braves. That could change in a week. Did it change? That changed in a week.
It changed in a week, yep.
That changed. So I'm not saying that the Phillies couldn't also go on a hot streak, but they're about to go on the road where they aren't very good.
Tough stretch, yeah.
Where they aren't very good. So you got 7 games against the Braves and the Nationals after the Diamondbacks.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about head-to-head divisional opponents where if they are winning, those are extra losses because those teams have either gaining ground on you or getting separation from you.
They get 3 with it, so 2 more with the Diamondbacks. Then you go to Atlanta for 3 down there, and then you are, and then you're in Washington for 4, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the Marlins are home. So you have the rest of the series, and then 2 tough division series, and the Nationals are 1 series away from being hot again. You know what I mean? They still have the talent.
They certainly have the talent.
Yeah, they certainly have the talent, and the Marlins come into town, and that maybe gives you a little breather. But again, the Phillies need to win those series too. You said that there hasn't been significant injuries, and I just totally disagree with you. But this is just the bullpen alone, and the bullpen's so important in baseball. In 2019, Neshek hurt, Sir Anthony hurt, Adam Morgan hurt.
This is the same Neshek that won't pitch back to back days.
Yeah, but he's effective when he pitches.
Okay, when he pitches.
Okay, but he's effective. I mean, we'd rather have him or whatever tomato can they're throwing in there because he's being called up from AAA.
It's the same.
What do you mean it's the same?
Like I just said, it's the same thing to me. What difference does it make? Neshek is hit or miss.
No, Neshek has been good. I don't think we like Neshek.
Okay.
Because of some of the not wanting to do back-to-back days or whatever like that. But, I mean, he's been good. He was thought of being a closer. Your closer, Robertson's, who was supposed to be your closer coming in, he hasn't really pitched at all this year. Right, Sir Anthony Dominguez is supposed to be your high leverage reliever, and he's been bad. And I think because he's been hurt. Tommy Hunter is supposed to be your do it all guy in the bullpen. They've had significant bullpen injuries, right? They need to get some of these guys back.
In the amount of pitchers that have been injured, yes, I will agree with that. Anymore, I mean that's obvious. We see that. I mean that's obvious. That has nothing to do with the starting rotation.
But it helps to have guys that can nail down if you can just get 5 or 6 innings going, right? I mean,
yeah, but they aren't getting 6 innings.
They certainly need to do better without a doubt.
Yeah.
They need to do better. And the other thing is, Klentak has shown that he can make good trades, and you would have to expect that Klentak, as we approach the trade deadline, just made a great trade for Jay Bruce. Needs another outfielder. Needs at least one more starting pitcher. You can get a legitimate 4 or 5 in the trade market without giving up a whole bunch, right? Like all they have to do right now, this is a bad period for them.
You can get a legitimate 4 or 5 when there are question marks at the top of your rotation.
Well, Nolan needs to return more to the form of the Nola we saw last year than in parts of this year, but he's looked good of late, Aaron Nola.
In spurts.
Well, I mean, I can go back and look at his last however many starts. He's looked a hell of a lot better in the last 5 or 6 starts.
Sure.
Okay. Well, that's reason to think the Phillies are going to be okay. Zach Eflin has been good this year.
I know you can put a positive spin on everything. You can put a positive spin on all these guys and project that they're going to do this. That's wishful thinking.
Not Jake Arrieta.
That's hopeful thinking. That's all that is. Zach Eflin crumbled down the stretch last year.
Yeah, but he's been good this year.
Are they going to make the playoffs in the first half?
No.
No, they aren't. So I'm talking about playoffs. That's what I'm talking about.
Let's go to Rob.
That's what I'm talking about, making the playoffs.
Let's go to Rob at Overbrook Park. Rob, they okay, the Phillies? You're worried.
The Phillies stink. And here's the thing. Let me tell you something. And thank you for being the voice of reason here, Ike, because people on your radio station had that agenda of pushing this Bryce Harper signing like he was going to be the answer to all our prayers. And all he is a 250 hitter. He was on some great Washington teams and never took them to the playoffs. And I keep hearing Johnny Marks saying, well, he's going to hit. Hit what? 250? For $35 million? Is that where we're at now?
Yeah, but you have your own agenda that you're talking about here, right? You obviously don't like Bryce Harper and didn't think
it's
a good signing.
Look at the numbers. Look at what he's done. And they didn't address the pitching. Gabe Kapler is a bullpen burner. He's going to burn out. I don't care if you got 20 guys in the bullpen because of the way he manages. He's going to burn those guys out. You got a bunch of pitchers that only pitch five innings, and then you need five bullpen guys every night. And it doesn't work out. It doesn't even out. And you're talking about this team as a playoff team. No, it's not. It wasn't before McCutchen got hurt. Tell him, Ike, it wasn't.
Well, at least I was still hopeful before he got hurt. The pitching has been an issue all year long, especially the starting pitching.
It was an issue last year. It was. And you play professional sports, Ike. Can you answer this question? When a guy shows you what he is that who he is, right?
No.
No, well, yes, it is. You can't keep saying, well, this guy's going to get better next year, the year after that, the year after that.
Why not? Because
it depends on where he's at in his career. I think it does. If you're talking about a young player, that's different because you have more of a window to sort of improve on who you are. But if you're talking about a veteran player, he typically is what he is. He isn't going to get much better.
If a guy stinks for 2 years, he's going to stink for the third year. I mean, you got people still
waiting.
Who
are we talking about?
Who are we talking about?
You're talking about Jake Arrieta. Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about those silly pitchers that stunk down the stretch last year.
Young pitchers.
I don't care how young you are. It doesn't
make
a difference.
Yeah, but it matters. Rob, it does matter. It does matter.
If you're a good player, you're a good player.
No,
you're
wrong.
You got people still waiting for Markelle Fultz to do something. If you stink, you stink.
Hey, Rob, hold on. So I'll say this, right? Because
who's out there on the Fultz train?
You're totally off base. Sometimes with pitchers, like, you can't say this young pitcher is going to get better because he's young and you have to get better when you get older. But you can't make the blanket statement that a 23 or 24 four-year-old starting pitcher isn't going to get better with experience. That's silly.
Well, what if he stinks when he's 27, 28? So what have you waited
for? Well, who are we talking about? You're just making stuff up.
I'm not making stuff up.
Who are you talking about specifically?
No, look at the numbers.
Specifically, who are you talking about? No, specifically, who are we talking about? We can sit here and make stuff up all day.
No, I'm talking about the guy who gave up all those home runs last night. You know, but here's the thing. I saw a game last – I went to a Phillies game last year where this same guy pitched. And it was a game they lost to Washington.
What same guy pitched? He didn't pitch last year. Rob, you're making stuff up. He's been injured. He hasn't pitched. He sucks. All right? His fastball is 89 miles an hour. He's got a good curveball. He should have been a major league starter. Everybody knows that. He came in, he had a couple good starts because their other starters sucked. All right? They have a hole in starting pitching. They need another starter, Ike. I agree. I wish they would have signed Dallas Keuchel, right?
You don't have to tell me. It sounds like you're starting to realize it.
I wish they would have signed Dallas Keuchel.
Okay.
All right? With you.
All right, then. Don't argue that.
I wish they would have signed Craig Kimbrell. They didn't. All right?
And that's going to cost them the World Series. That's going to cost them a trip to the playoffs.
It hurts, man.
It just is.
But see, here's the thing. And Rob, and I heard this a lot yesterday. Oh, well, Gabe's burning out the bullpen. What do you want him to do? What is Gabe supposed to do? With Jared Eichhoff last night, can't make it out of it. He went three innings. Couldn't get an out in the fourth inning. What do you want him to do? Leave him in there? They brought in some other bucket of water, and more or less, he's just out there throwing home runs just because they need somebody to eat up innings. What do you want Gabe Kapler to do? They've had 20 relief pitchers pitch this year.
Mm-hmm.
20!
Is that a lot?
With Ranger Suarez pitching last night, yes.
Well, Gabe, he uses a lot of pitchers out of the bullpen.
Come on, man. You know that's not fair. Well, I mean, what major league manager doesn't when their starting pitcher can't go more than four or five innings? Like, there's a reason why he uses the bullpen as much as he has to. The starting pitching has not lived up to expectations. Zach Eflin's been very good. I don't think people are giving Eflin enough credit for what he's done.
Yeah, because we want to see the second half.
Pavetta has done excellent his last two starts.
Right.
Excellent.
Okay, let's keep it going.
I agree with you.
What happens if it falls apart?
Then they're going to need two starting
exactly.
pitchers.
Exactly. That's the point that I'm making. Yeah, this is the point that I'm making.
888-729-9494.
These guys aren't proven. They aren't proven guys. That's why I wanted a proven guy.
It's a long season. It feels like it's bad right now. But as bad as it feels like right now in the stretch that they've been going through, it's not as bad as we think it is. It's not. They can be fine. All they have to do is tread water right now, win some games, lose some games, win some games, win some more games. And then at the trade deadline, Klentak gets it done. Because I have to believe this ownership and Matt Klentak, they realize what they were supposed to do this year. They haven't given up.
Mm.
No?
We're not going to find out until July 31st. I mean, that's when they're going to have to make a move. That's when they're going to have to outbid other teams who will also be in the hunt for starting pitching. So I hope we have something that's attractive, that's more attractive than what the Dodgers may need or the Cubs may need or the Yankees may need or someone else may need.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hope we have a more attractive package.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.